Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Last week, Donald Trump went on Twitter, sent a message. Massive combined inoculations to small children is the cause for a big increase in autism. Trump had joined the anti-vaccine junk science myth brigade. There is no connection between vaccinations and autism. But the fear of the connection has resulted in huge numbers of families opting out of vaccinations. And now we're seeing diseases that we thought were things of the past coming back, diseases like measles and whooping cough. Now some medical professionals are getting tough. Is it time to require immunizations? Should we end the opt-out for parents? Some doctors are refusing to treat families that do opt out. Call in and let us know what you think about opting out or vaccinations and the link to autism. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. We're talking about vaccinations and the return of the whooping cough. With us to talk about that, Anna Dragsback. She is the president and CEO of the Immunization Partnership. Anna, welcome to The Source.
Thank you so much for having me.
Did you see Donald Trump's tweet on that last week?
I did see the stories about his tweet. I do not follow Trump on Twitter.
And what'd you think?
Well, I think it's just one more example about how incredibly powerful celebrities can be when they propagate bad science and misinformation. It got a lot of press. If anybody else who was not a celebrity tweeted something like that out, you could disregard it and say, well, it's not really going to impact that many people. But when somebody with the name recognition of Donald Trump does it, suddenly we have to take it a lot more seriously because people will believe him regardless of the fact that he just has no scientific background or medical education whatsoever.
So something like that coming from him could do a lot of damage.
It sure could. Yes, it could.
So we're seeing in Texas an increase of the whooping cough, higher rates than the rest of the nation. Why do you think that is?
Well, that's a good question, and I think our epidemiologists are going to be looking very closely at that. There's a few things that are going on. Pertussis is a cyclical disease, so there are times when you see higher rates just because that's the cycle of the disease. We also have an issue with the pertussis vaccine. It's not as effective as they first thought, and so the immunity is waning over time earlier than we anticipated. But another part of the problem is the large numbers of people who opt out of vaccines. You have a much higher chance of getting pertussis and getting a more severe case of pertussis if you have never been immunized against it. So,
and that's the same thing as whooping cough. That's the doctor
yes,
name for...
I'm sorry.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. When we have this thing called herd immunity, when you get so many people,
yes.
All the children are getting vaccinated, and then if you've got one or two who don't get vaccinated, then they're kind of protected by the herd because there really is no chain to get of carriers to get to that one individual. But if you have this growth of people opting out, then are we losing herd immunity?
We certainly are losing herd immunity, and that's a huge concern. I mean, we've had measles outbreaks in Texas. There's a measles outbreak going on right now in California. And those measles outbreaks are linked directly to unvaccinated people who did not get vaccinated and were not able to halt the disease when they encountered it. And so this is really a major concern to those of us who are watching what's happened in the community around vaccine-preventable diseases. We really feel like it's something we need to take very seriously. That combined with the large spike in pertussis across Texas, it's really time to sit up and take notice.
Let's get our callers in on this conversation. If you're concerned about the growing number of people who are opting out of having their children vaccinated, give us a call. Or if you think if you support this idea, give us a call. Also, the number is 614-8980, and Kathy has called in. Kathy, welcome to The Source. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks. I think it should be really, really hard to opt out. It should require a medical reason. Like people who don't get the flu vaccine because they're allergic to eggs. You shouldn't just be able to sign a paper saying that you're ideologically opposed and put every other kid in public school at risk. That is just mind-boggling that it's so easy to opt out.
Kathy, thank you for your call. Appreciate that. So with Anna over at the Immunization Partnership, is it that easy? You just have to sign a piece of paper and, you know, no shots for you?
Yes, and I wish that I could clone Kathy and have a whole community full of people like her who believe so strongly in immunizations, because it is really important. And it is very easy in Texas to get an exemption from vaccines. All you have to do is ask the state to send you an affidavit, sign it, get it notarized, and then you can present that affidavit instead of a shot record to your school or your child's school. And your child could be sitting right next to an unvaccinated child, and you would never know it. So there are rising numbers of vaccine exemptors in Texas as well. Since we passed the law back in 2003 allowing for exemptors for any reason, including philosophical reasons, we've seen a 12-fold increase in the number of unvaccinated children in our kindergartens.
You know, I've heard this. I don't know it to be true. Correct me if it isn't, but I've heard this, that some parents just don't want to go to the trouble of getting their children vaccinated, and they'll just sign the piece of paper and get it done that way.
That is correct. We call that exemption for reasons of convenience. And there are a lot of people who do that, unfortunately, because, you know, they don't have time to get their kids to the doctor, or it's for whatever reason, it's not convenient.
You know, it's not fun to look at your child getting a shot in their arm or their leg when they're a baby, you know, so they may feel squeamish about it. And so they figure, you know, they'll take the easy way out.
I will tell you, it's also not easy to look at your child when they have measles or chickenpox, or the mumps, or any one of many, many other very dangerous diseases. The shot is nothing compared to watching your child suffer.
Okay, let's get Ricardo in on this conversation. Ricardo, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call. I am a pediatrician, and I want to echo everyone's points about how important it is to vaccinate kids, but also to tell people the importance of not just vaccinating kids and not opting out of that, but also the importance of following the recommended schedule. I think there have been many cases where, in Minnesota, for example, of pediatricians who were in the bandwagon of not letting patients follow the recommended schedules, and that's when we saw some of the first cases of large spread measles outbreaks in the United States that we hadn't seen in a long time. So it's not just important to follow the recommended vaccines, but also the recommended schedule, which is it's there for a reason. I think nowadays it's so easy to forget that some of the diseases that we vaccinate for are deadly diseases. We just don't see it anymore, and it's because of vaccination that we don't see it anymore.
So, Ricardo, as a pediatrician, have you ever fired a patient because they would not get vaccinated?
I personally don't believe in that, simply because I think that's passing on the problem to somebody else. But I do, however, completely understand physicians who would do that, because when you have an unvaccinated person in your office, you are putting the rest of your office population at risk. And so I understand why a pediatrician would want to do that and support it in the individual physician's cases.
Right. A study of Connecticut physicians published last year, 30% of them said they have asked a family to leave their practice because they refused to get a vaccine. Ricardo, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate that. And so, Anna, what do you think about doctors firing patients saying, if you don't get vaccinated, I don't want you to come into my office?
Well, gosh, I think it's a really tough decision for physicians to make. But I think Ricardo kind of outlined my feelings about it as well, that you know, if you dismiss that patient from your clinic, you're losing the opportunity to educate them. However, if you allow them to stay in your clinic and they are not following the recommended schedule and they're not doing the vaccines on time, then you are putting your other patients at risk. And actually, I'm a public health attorney, so I understand this from the legal perspective as well. And there have been cases where children have contracted a vaccine-preventable disease from sitting in their doctor's waiting room. Now, there are some liability issues that doctors want to think very carefully about before
sure.
they allow unimmunized or
unvaccinated. Well, maybe there should be more social pressure. Grandmothers and grandfathers and aunts and uncles saying, get Nino immunized. Get them immunized. Yeah.
I couldn't agree more. I think that is a great place to start.
All right. Thank you so much, Anna Draxback, President and CEO of the Immunization Partnership. This is The Source on KSTX. We'll be right back.